This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Oh my god!
No,
oh my god! The canon police are on my tail!
I find the mark of a good voice actor is somebody who can do lines that aren't just from the show, because the show has the inflections there.
Yeah.
But if you can do the voice outside the show...
Hey, thanks there, Brish Forb!
Man, don't you ever fucking say my name.
It's Friday Night Fan Fiction, Season 11, Super Hilarious, Mega Funny, Intro Bumper, or whatever.
The headset will beep every 5 seconds as long as everything is okay.
It can be turned off.
All right, we are recording again.
Well, that's good.
Get vaccinated, kids.
Free ride on Glaze conveyor belt.
Wow.
I mean, I'm down.
It's a big drippy cock that shoots sugar all over you.
Yeah, bukkake.
Yeah, exactly. We are live.
Okay, but Steve, are you recording?
Yes, I am recording.
Are you sure?
I said I was. I'm recording. I've been recording. We're good on the recording things. David, don't tell me to get the damn bike again.
Hey, Steve, take a left.
God! I am still very upset about this. I guess eventually I'll be able to do it, but are you gatekeeping progression in Vice City until I get the bike thing done?
No, you're free to do whatever you want. You just succumb to peer pressure super hard.
He is right. You do that.
Yeah.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. Joining me tonight, as usual, are David, Logan, Valerie, and Sean. David is not allowed to do anything uncouth tonight.
I could have sworn you would have saw the Steam notification just now, because that would have been fucking hilarious.
I don't see Steam notifications anymore. I turn them off.
Oh. For those who are listening to the audio version of this podcast... I launched Team Fortress 2 said that.
Which is everybody.
Yeah,
yeah, do we have a non-audio version of this?
No, that's the joke, though.
Oh, I didn't get the joke at first, but now I get it. Thank you for explaining it.
Oh, fine. Oh, that's fine.
I don't see you on Team Fortress 2.
It was as a joke. I did the joke. I can't just leave Team Fortress 2 going up, because then Logan would be like, I'm about to smite the shit out of you, you little asshole.
Yeah, I'll pop into your server and start hacking.
Bruh, don't be like that.
I'll start doing the Club Penguin mic spam.
Team Fortress 2 already has a bad bot problem right now, as is.
What do they not?
They have never not had a bad bot problem.
Yeah, but if you owned the server, it would be fine.
Yeah, I guess. All right, we're starting off with some Attack on Titan fan fiction called Coitus Rudely Interruptus by author not named. I think the author has actually been removed from this.
Ah, disavowing their own work.
Yeah, it's by anonymous.
Good play.
Got it. Good job.
By Alan Smithy.
Starting us off tonight will be David.
Check out those memes I just posted. They're pretty good.
I will.
They're pretty good.
You gonna read?
Yeah, but acknowledge my memes.
They have been acknowledged.
That wasn't a very good acknowledgement.
We did too much trolling.
Aaron cried eerily as Levy thrust his steely hard flesh blade past the turquoise orbed cadet's flaring rosebud into his dark underground tunnel. What the fuck fandom is this? Shingeki no Kyojin.
Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan. Oh, well, fucking hate this show, so all right.
Really? I thought you'd be into it.
Shut the fuck up, you shitty brat.
Ordered the raven-haired mini
semi.
What the fuck does that mean?
A semi and an uke.
Yaoi term. I don't remember which one is the submissive.
UK, I think.
I just don't care. But it hurts! Hey, Cho. The doll-faced Titan Shifter laying on the cold, dirty, earthy ground. Somewhere in what used to be Kansas District. Bald.
That's not Kansas.
All right, well, you tell me what it says.
Carry on my wayward Titan.
Yeah, Kansas.
Yeah, it used to be Kansas.
Love hurts, brah. Levi grunted.
Brat. As in
no,
like,
it's a silent T.
Oh, bratwurst?
Yeah, like brah.
Twurst.
The T in bratwurst is not fucking silent.
It's bratwurst.
brah, where's brah? Levi grunted as he continued to breach Aaron's southern gate.
They've even written songs about that, although we're not supposed to remember any of them. Do you really love me?
Do you really love me? Hey, Joe.
The chestnut-haired adolescent whined, tears flowing like crystalline rivers down his olive-skinned face, with a trail of snot flowing in their direction like a forest stream made of frosted glass. Yeah, of course I do, the fun-sized corporal lied. Well, okay, it wasn't a total lie. He loved how the aquamarine-eyed soldier would suck him off with a symphony of sloppy, wet slurps that reached their crescendo just before he pulled out and basted Aaron's face with manlet chowder. He loved how...
What is that noise?
Logan is blasting manlet chowder, didn't you know?
My manlet chowder blasting noise.
I don't know what manlet chowder is.
Just use your imagination. You'll get there.
Oh, come on, you should have figured out what manlet chatter is at this point.
No, I don't. I have a son.
Now, do you like red or white manlet chatter?
I'm going to tell you, if your manlet chatter comes out red, see a doctor.
Go see your local proctologist. Okay, where were we? He loved how the choleric chamison would dress up in a tiny polka dot miniskirt and bend over for him in his office and... let him bang him like a titan clapping two buildings together. Although Aaron had shown up the first time in high heels and Levi had him...
Had made him
take them off because otherwise he'd have to stand on a crate in order to fuck him. He wasn't entirely sure. He loved how the malachite peeper teenager would tongue his ass like it was...
The what?
Malachite. It's a type of rock.
They're trying to come up with different synonyms.
He's saying green-eyed.
It's a type of rock or Sailor Moon villain. Take your pick.
So far, we've got turquoise, aquamarine, and malachite.
Malachite is a kind of green stone.
Now we just need some zoisite and Queen Beryl. And then we'll get more energy for the Negaforce! Teenager would tongue his ass like it was his father's basement, and he was trying to pull deep, dark secrets out of it. That was kind of filthy and disgusting, even if it felt good. But anyway, period. He loved a lot of things about Aaron. Also, ball gags took care of a lot of the things he didn't love about Aaron.
Really hurts!
H.O., the emerald iris trainee howled.
You're tearing up my prostate!
No, that's not what it says.
Straight, my prostrate. You mean prostate, Aaron. Levi wheezed as he pounded harder into the back door of humanity's last hope. Prostrate is how you're going to be for a few days after I finish with you.
No, really, H.O. I think you just tore some...
The last word was drowned out in a roar that nearly blew the vertically challenged captain's eardrums out of his head. His boots left the ground. His artfully arranged obsidian hair blew up messily around his face. He found himself clinging by his fingernails to the rank-smelling inner cleft of an enormous pair of buttocks, which flexed powerfully as their owner ran.
You fucking brah! You transformed while I was fucking you? I'm going to knock out all your fucking... the rest of your fucking teeth, I swear to fucking God!
The words were muffled in the rogue titan's massive ass crack, but the huge, disgusting creature understood them well enough, because he bellowed back something at Levi. Something that most of humanity wouldn't have understood, but which, to the undersized Lance Corporal, very clearly translated as,
fuck you!
The jet-tressed officerling wasn't... if he's a corporal, he's not an officer, alright? Wasn't going anywhere soon, other than wherever his monstrous charge and sometimes fuckboy was headed.
Fuck toy.
Whatever, I said what I said.
Logan?
Yeah, I think it's fuck toy, right?
No, it's your turn, Logan, you dumb.
No, I know what he meant.
Brushfire is now playing Team Fortress 2.
Son of a bitch!
See, I am hilarious.
Alright, the air between... a titan's nether cheeks was not precisely spring fresh, but Levi supposed that being compressed between them was better than just dangling in midair with his cock stuck in the flesh that had closed up around him. Why couldn't whoever had created the titans give them proper assholes anyway?
Yeah.
Good question. Give me a butthole!
Now he'd have to wait until Aaron detransformed and his titan form sublimated. It'd be pretty embarrassing if someone else had to cut Aaron out of the nape and then Levi out of the ass, word would get around. He had an image to uphold.
Just the image of Levi getting stuck in the Titan's ass.
Suddenly, there was a roar that wasn't coming from Aaron's Titan. Another aberrant. Shit. Levi was going to be in the middle of this battle and not as a combatant. He hoped the rogue Titan's fighting stances wouldn't include a squat, because then the sawed-off squad leader would end up hanging by his dick from where the Titan's butthole should have been. That would hurt. A lot.
That's where you get the red manlet chowder from.
Oh.
What makes the red man chowder red?
Blood.
I don't know.
Luckily for him, that didn't happen. What happened was miserable enough. Being pressed tightly against gigantic glutei protected Levi from any blunt trauma, even when the aberrant knocked the rogue Titan down. But he was still being thrown around while...
Thrown about while
unable to see the horizon or any other points of reference.
All I see is Titan ass!
Plus the foulness of the air he was breathing nauseated the ebony-haired thuglet. After about 30 seconds of retching, Levi's breakfast came up, coating his face, hair, and a cravat with half-digested eggs and coffee. The sheer grossness of it, as well as now having to smell vomit along with Titan ass musk, made him retch and gag even more until he was coughing up bile. This is great. Thanks for
this. Pretty
one.
Good, I gotta admit.
Before long, the verdant-eyed Titan stopped lurching about and broke into another run. Evidently, he'd left the aberrant vanquished behind him. His minuscule commanding officer blinking the sting out of his slate-colored eyes. However, Aaron came to another complete stop moments later, and Levi uttered a grunt of disgruntlement. What the fuck is the matter now? The Lilliputian Titan Slayer snapped. Instead of another vocalization in reply, he heard a snap of a branch. Then the splintered end of it being shoved down right on top of Levi's head. As the stick propelled him down and out from between the ginormous nates, his dick emerged from the sealed-up Titan anus. Titanus? With a loud pop.
No, that's the dinosaur from fucking Power Rangers.
Levi yelled a diverse assortment of creatively profane comments about his jade-eyed protege's intelligence, common sense, imminent death, and mother. At least the Celadon-irised Eoton had the consideration to poise his backside over a small pond, into which the wee NCO tumbled with a splash. The water washed all the vomit and Titan butt pong.
Ew!
Off Levi instantly.
Butt pong. Yeah. Ew!
On the minus side, he was completely drenched, and if he didn't get onto dry land right fucking now, his gear was going to rust. Just as he emerged from the pond, Aaron's Titan body collapsed to the ground, hissing with steam. The object of Levi's irritation popped out of the nape, looking as completely fucked out and in dire need of a cigarette as he usually did. The pocket-sized malcontent hopped up onto the sublimating carcass and grabbed the kawaii anger management case by his soft, silky hair. Oi, brat, what the fuck was that bullshit with the stick?
Next up is me. This is like the most thesaurus-heavy story we've read in a while. Aaron blinked open his huge pine-colored eyes. Okay, there's another. All right, so they're green. They're fucking green.
Yeah, we get
it. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Which were surrounded at the moment by streaks of Titan gore and said,
I'm sorry, hey, David, Joe. Stop playing Team Fortress 2.
Survey says... No, probably not.
Dude, all right, real talk about fucking surveys. Dr. Oz being the host of Jeopardy is like the biggest 180 as far as class is concerned.
Yeah.
I hate Dr. Oz. He's not even a real doctor.
Is he just a temp host or do they choose him as the permanent one?
It is a 2-week guest posting.
Good. Fucking dump his ass like fucking Oprah dumped Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil is the next guest host.
Really?
No.
Why?
Why are we giving all of these not doctors positions?
And after 2 weeks of that, Miss Cleo from the Psychic Friends Network is going to host Jeopardy, even
all right,
though
listen,
she's
Miss
dead.
Cleo is dead, all right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, she's going to come back from the dead. Her spirit is going to host it.
A Casper-style ghost of Miss Cleo.
Oh, God. Can you imagine bad 1995 CG Miss Cleo?
I'm too not a billion years old to know who Miss Cleo is.
Yeah, call me now for your free psychic reading.
Yeah, no, I don't
farfin
know.
Farfin Blarney, farfin shorfin.
She wasn't Irish.
Well, she wasn't Jamaican either.
No, but she was Jamaican that money.
Get out.
Please see yourself.
Mean, technically,
there,
so. Steve is right, so I'll let him have his thing.
Thank you. Back to this. I'm sorry, H.O., but you were making...
Why?
You were making my butt itch, and I had to scratch it.
Come in a bug, gotta go scratch my anus.
Then suddenly those foresty orbs were full of tears. You said mean things about my mother, H.O. My mother is dead. I watched her die.
Yeah, but your mother was also a hamster, so...
How could you? Levi stared at him in frosty disbelief for several seconds. Wait, how was his mom a hamster? Aaron, mom, hamster. I got Aaron, mom, ex-hamster as the suggested result.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. Let's go.
I was drinking at that time.
Then he looked up into a nearby tree and made a come here gesture with his free hand. A man in a strange outfit swooped down from one of the upper branches. He wore a tight gray bodysuit with a shiny blue outer diaper, plus gloves and cape that matched the diaper. The hood of his cape had two stiff points on top. What do you have to say to Aaron, Bruce? The diminutive Survey Corps enforcer demanded. The oddly clad stranger hauled back and slapped the shit out of Aaron, yelling, "Both my parents are dead! You whiny little asshole!"
All right, Batman.
Then Bruce flew away, presumably back to whatever weird-ass place outside the walls he came from. Aaron didn't say another word for the rest of the day. As blessed as the silence was, it was so unusual for him that Levi, feeling awkwardly guilty about everything, took him out for ice cream and trust, then bought him a family-sized tub of Preparation H. Fine.
I don't know if it was fine.
No, I don't think it was quite fine. It's all right. The next one will be fine. Another thing that we have yet to read a lot of. I don't know. Somebody's going to have to explain the lore to me because I know nothing about Freddy Fazbear.
Same.
I mean...
Freddy Fazbear?
There's like...
It's Five Nights at Freddy's.
Five Nights at Frederick's.
There's about a pizza place like Chuck E. Cheese, but the animatronics come to life. That's really all you need to know.
And they want
to
kill you.
This story is called Freddy Fazbear's Jizzeria.
Yeah, instead of pizzeria...
Ah, Fart Franker's House of Venus and Weenuses.
Bye. Fuck Man Jenkins.
Logan?
That's not me.
Logan?
No, that's not me. Though that is what they call me down at the club.
No, it's Matt Jenkins.
You're killing Steve now.
I think he tried that himself by swallowing his own tongue during that description.
Now we know why Mike Schmidt kept coming back every night. I started writing this before FNAF 2 came out.
Oh, jeez. That's ages ago.
Chapter 1, Freddy Fazbear's Jizzeria. I am going to, because I only got like half a page, I am going to continue. Mike Schmidt was entering the local pizza place where he was about to start his new job that night. He'd heard a lot of bad things about the place, like strange smells and sticky liquids coming from the animatronics.
Not into this.
Robot man chowder.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the red is transmission fluid.
No, that was pink.
If it's, no, green is transmission fluid.
No, red is.
No, green.
Wait, I'm thinking hydraulic fluid.
You're damn right you are.
Yep.
No. Everybody knows that the trans fluid is pink. Because that's what we read.
It's pink, white, and blue.
No, I'm actually not talking about that. I was talking about the Transformers fic we read like several weeks ago.
Oh shit, you're right. Oh damn. Okay, I misunderstood your joke, but good reference.
No, but I liked both the jokes though. All of the hosts, I need you to randomly pepper in spooky noises and jump scares throughout the story.
Okay, I'm just going to start yelling NASCAR randomly.
But that didn't stop him from applying. He loved this place as a kid, and he was ecstatic about working there. Besides, he wanted to say one last long goodbye before it shut down for good. This place was called Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria, a place for kids and adults alike to have a magical, fantastical time with pizza games and, of course, songs performed by Freddy and the Fazband.
Fazband.
They have a Fazband. And if you were looking at his wrists, he might be looking at his Faz hand.
Hmm.
Oh, Jesus, my brain. If he had Hodgkin's, he'd have cancer of his Faz gland. I am so sorry to anybody who suffered from Hodgkin's lymphoma. I am so sorry.
Are you?
There used to be another attraction, but it was quickly removed when he was younger after some incident. I am going to stay on after the show tonight to finish that damn motorcycle mission. I hope you're going to stick it out with me.
I would love to.
Thank you. All right, where the hell was I? He never found out what happened. Though kids at school used to spread some silly rumors, some pretty silly rumors, calling it the bite of 78, 80, goddamn numbers. Chalmers, I love petting you, but you're distracting.
The bite of Chalmers 7.
I'll go with that. Foxy coming to life and biting off a chunk of some girl's head? Ridiculous. He fondled around in his pocket searching for the keys the manager gave to him. He finally found the large keys with Freddy's smiling face on it. And entered into the hole, turning it.
Someone go post some of that weird SFM Five Nights at Freddy's porn they've got.
Oh, really? They make that?
Well, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, they make porn of everything.
Well, I mean, we've already proven on this show that that's not necessarily the case.
Steve, I'm talking to your mic.
Hold on, I'm trying to fix Chalmers' neck.
What did you do to his neck?
What did you do to his neck?
Okay, no, he's better. He had a scab that was about to fall off.
Nice. Did you eat it?
Why? Yeah. Ew! No! Ew! Dude! What? No!
Ew!
Alright, back to the story. Something about bite of Chalmers 7. He found it around and entered into the hole, turning it and opening one of the large doors. There were a few lights that were left on by the last ignoramus employee that was in the building, and the place.
Ignoramus!
His name was Chauncey.
Chauncey!
You'd be back home in time for Din Din.
The place still smelled of pizza. Besides the band, the pizza was what Mike remembered the most about this place. How would you classify Chuck E. Cheese's pizza on a scale of...
cardboard glued to drywall.
It's top two shit.
Wait, what? I'm getting two conflicting opinions here.
Everybody knows Chuck E. Cheese pizza is the best. It's where a kid can be a kid.
Everybody knows that Chuck E. Cheese pizza is the death. Ooh, got him.
Did you ever get one of those cups that had, like, you slid them apart and it was, like, a bunch of different things and you could put different sodas in it?
You're confusing me with a guy who won at Chuck E. Cheese a lot.
Yeah, I guess losers didn't get much when they go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, I got a mustache comb for my fake mustache.
Cuck E. Cheese?
Wow.
Did you? No, you didn't.
No, I didn't win a thing.
No, I was more of a Discovery Zone kid.
I didn't have enough money to go to Discovery Zone, so get out of here, you bougie bastard.
Hey! Anyways, sore back nerve. To the jizzing, or potential jizzing.
The jizzing?
Yes.
Whoa, look out, I'm jizzing all over again.
Oh my god, my jism is getting everywhere.
Logan, be careful, your jism, it's all coming out now.
Oh my god, Dave, make sure your jism stream doesn't cross with my jism stream.
Oh no, I'm being pulled towards your jism stream with mine, the mutual gravity is evening out.
Oh my god, there's so much jism, it's creating a jism hole.
Oh god, oh no, we're falling into the jism hole and spaghettifying ourselves!
We're turning into jism!
I thought you were being sucked into it, not falling.
Shut up.
There was so much vitriol there.
It was unlike any other kind of pizza he'd ever tasted. Fucking stuff tasted like God had taken a piece, taken off a piece of heaven, and bestowed it down upon mankind or some crap.
Man, look, he had an easy setup. He said it tasted like heaven had been pieced out and bestowed upon the Italians.
Yeah, but he can't write the way you do.
Yeah, I know. I'm so much better. Tell me I'm good.
Stop playing Team Fortress 2.
Tell me I'm good.
Tell me I'm better than Shawn Michaels.
Wow. Well, Dave, what I will tell you is that you're currently stuck in Logan's jism stream and it's coming out everywhere.
Yeah, I know. We're about to come out of the white hole that was created by our mutual jism streams.
After he'd gotten a good whiff, he noticed the three anthropomorphic robotic animals in their places on the stage with their instruments in hand. He walked down the aisle between two long party tables and stopped in front of them.
They're getting married. I can't believe it.
I now pronounce you man and pizza, smiling and waving.
Hey, guys, remember me? He said. Probably not. I haven't been here since I was 8.
High-pitched Otto's voice. I think it fits.
Well, dude, they call them Fazbears, but I've never seen them Faz.
Oh, wait, there they go.
The trio remained motionless, still in the positions they were in when they were shut down for the night. Too bad the last guy didn't forget to turn on the singing animal band instead of the lights. Their music wasn't half bad from what he remembered. Mike looked down at his wristwatch and noticed that it was 5 minutes until midnight.
5 minutes to midnight to kill the baby on the moon.
Well, we'll be seeing each other a lot more from now on. I got a new job where all I do is watch your fuzzy asses.
After saying his goodbyes to the animatronics, Mike headed to the back of the party room and opened the door with the "Employees only, no kiddies allowed beyond this point" sign. He walked back through shortly after to flip the light switch next to him, turning off the lights near the stage. He made it to the security room in 2 minutes, sitting down in the rolling chair next to the back, near the back.
Bleh.
Bleh.
Next to a gray tablet that was set on a small table, there was a stack of papers, which was apparently a set of rules. He began to... Oh, God, this is all going to be evil.
Welcome to the Freddy Fazbear family.
They'll come back later so we can kill you.
You've been hired as the new security guard, and we even trusted you with the great responsibility of taking care of our home and main attraction. Just stay in the security room and watch the monitor to make sure that no one comes in, parentheses, or that nothing comes out.
Bum, 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 bum.
Val, I want you to read the next page.
Okay.
Rules.
Do not touch the animatronics.
Oh, this is all evil, honey.
Oh.
Do not touch the animatronics. Do not let them touch you. Do not.
Donut, donut,
donut. Donut, donut, donut.
Enter the kitchen. Do not record anything that happens in the restaurant. Do not leave the room. Please refrain from screaming. Head straight to your designated area without stopping to look around. If you value your life, you'd better get to the security room before midnight. If you happen to survive the night, do not tell a single soul about your experience. Keep an eye out on Pirate's Cove.
Why wouldn't I? You know how, like, big this would sell to, like, 60 Minutes or something? You see, horror movies can't work because smartphones are a thing now.
Yeah, it does ruin stuff like One Missed Call. Damn it, now I want to go watch that again.
Steve, have you watched Psycho Goreman yet?
I'm sorry, what are those words?
Psycho killer, far better.
Psycho Goreman.
Psycho Goreman.
Goreman.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it yet, but I have it up now. That looks great.
It is.
Okay. Who the hell wrote these rules? Mike's whining eyes read over the rules before scrolling down to the next bit.
By the way, the pizzeria runs on AA batteries, so the power will run down fairly quickly if not used wisely.
You've got to be kidding me. Mike rolled his eyes and sighed, crumpling up the paper and throwing it away somewhere. This must be some sort of cruel joke the manager thought up. He was a real dipshit.
Oh, can we watch the really shitty pilot to the Mortal Kombat cartoon that sucked
butts? That's literally what I posted, Dave.
Oh, cool. That movie sucked. Don't watch it.
Go one step beyond virtual reality with 3D animation like you've never seen before.
Oh, that 3D animation is fucking terrible.
I know. I can't wait to watch it with you all.
For whatever reason, I don't know why they did it this way, but in the movie, everybody has a perpetually closed fist. So like one closed fist and one open fist, and it looks janky.
They're just that angry.
He picked up the tablet beside him and saw that it was a camera monitor. It was already on Freddy, Bonnie, and Chica from the stage. I don't remember any of them except Freddy and Foxy, because obviously it's their name.
Fatty, Dumpy, Sleepy, and Toilet.
Toilet.
There's a duck called Quacky the Duck.
Quackles.
There's a bunny called...
Is Bunny a bunny?
Might be named Bonnie or something.
Biggie Smalls.
Biggie Smalls. I have to go to the bathroom. Please continue coming up with your own headcanon.
He began to press the buttons to look around to the other rooms. Kitchen was blurred out for some reason, and the screen said audio only at the top. Mike was startled by a loud beeping coming from his watch. It was midnight, and his shift had just started. From the other end of the room, a phone was ringing next to the electric fan. After it rang twice, Mike finally got up to answer it. Hello?
Hello? Hello, hello?
Hi.
It seemed to be a recording instead of a live call.
I wanted to record a message for you to help you get settled in on your first night. I actually worked in that office before you. I'm finishing up my last week now, as a matter of fact. So, I know it can be a bit overwhelming, but I'm here to tell you that there's nothing to worry about. You'll do fine. So, let's just focus on getting you through your first week, okay?
Is this guy for real? Mike scoffed. How hard can watching a kid's restaurant be?
Let's see. First, there's an introductory greeting from the company that I'm supposed to read. It's kind of a legal thing, you know.
The phone guy stuttered.
Welcome to Freddy Fazbear's Pizza, a magical place for kids and grown-ups alike, where fantasy and fun come to life. That hurts my throat. Fazbear Entertainment is not responsible for damage to property or person. Upon discovering the damage or debt have occurred, a missing person report will be filed within 90 days, or as soon as property or premises have been thoroughly cleaned and bleached, and the carpets have been replaced.
What kind of family-friendly place has rules like that? Mike whispered.
What kind of Mickey Mouse organization names their team the Ducks?
Ha
ha.
Blah, blah, blah. No, that might sound bad, I know, but there's really nothing to worry about. The animatronic characters here do get a bit quirky at night, but do I blame them?
I guess it's my turn now.
Sean's turn.
Quirky? No. If I were forced to sing those same stupid songs for 20 years, and I never got a bath, I'd probably be a bit irritable, right? Fuck.
Jesus, the dog is loud.
What?
I think he was saying boo-erns.
Merge, I'm trapped inside the security room again.
The Simpsons crossover with Five Nights at Freddy's is, you know, a very renowned thing. Merge, why am I trapped inside the body of this mechanical bear?
Merge, I can't escape the bear. Merge, he's stuffing me in here.
Merge, why do I have a furry erection?
Merge, this doesn't make any sense. I'm not supposed to be in this cannon, Merge.
I'd probably be a bit irritable at night, too. So, remember, these characters hold a special place in the hearts of children.
Children that get eaten by Merge.
And we need to show them a little respect, right? Okay.
The guy in the recording continued.
So, just be aware, the characters do tend to wander a bit. They're left in some kind of free roaming mode at nights. Something about their servos locking up if they get turned off for too long. They used to be allowed to walk around during the day, too. But there was the bite of 87. It's amazing that the human body can live without the frontal lobe, you know.
Okay, what the hell?
Mike's breathing became shaky. The fuck?
Now, concerning your safety, the only real risk to you as a night watchman here, if any, is the fact that these characters, if they happen to see you after hours, probably won't recognize you as a person. They'll most likely see you as a metal endoskeleton without its costume on. Now, since that's against the rules here at Freddy Fazbear's Pizza, they'll probably try to forcefully stuff you inside a Freddy Fazbear suit.
Sean, if this is the only way you get off, you're fired as a host.
Okay.
I mean, he's basically just reading the dialogue from the game.
Yeah.
I know nothing about this.
You jump scare too easily.
He goes, well, yeah, you know, that new one that's coming out, the theme park one, looks actually pretty good.
The Nicolas Cage movie?
No, that one was stupid.
Nah.
I'm talking about a game that's coming out soon. It's like Five Nights at Freddy's fucking stupid-ass goddamn theme park that is made built on a Hellmouth.
Is that what the full title is?
Yeah, that's the whole title.
Oh, that's great.
Now that wouldn't be so bad if the suits themselves weren't filled with crossbeams, wires, and animatronic devices, especially around the facial area.
Facial.
So you could imagine how having your head forcefully pressed inside one of those could cause a bit of discomfort and death. The only parts of you that would likely see the light of day again would be your eyeballs and teeth when they pop out the front of the mask. Yeah, they don't tell you those things when you sign up, but hey, the first day should be a breeze. I'll chat with you tomorrow.
Oh, I guess this game's not coming out on PC. Well, I'm skipping it.
It's probably an Epic exclusive. You know how that shit rolls.
No, I'm looking at Epic's store right now. Doesn't even show up.
So you all tabbed out of Team Fortress?
I...
All right, Sean, read more of the lore to me in that sexy evil voice.
Check those cameras and remember to close the doors only if absolutely necessary. Gotta conserve power. All right, good night.
The call clicked, ending, and after a while, beeping.
Beep, beep, boop.
David's headphones are alerting him again.
God damn it.
Mike let the phone fall, the cord allowing it to dangle over the side of the table. Only 90s kids remembers those. He was slightly trembling, and his heart was racing. He then forced out a laugh and sat back down. This is all a joke. A prank on the new guy. Yeah, real fucking funny, guys. He yelled, picking up the monitor. His laugh was cut short, and his heart skipped a beat. However, when he looked at the stage show...
At the show stage,
Bonnie was gone. Oh my god, Mike said. Half screaming and half whispering.
Oh my god!
He flipped through the other cameras. Where's the bunny? Where's the fucking bunny?
A fucking bunny?
Where's Bunny Rabot?
Yeah.
Is her pussy up on the pedestal?
Not again! No!
He looked through the party room, the hallways, and the many other rooms, but couldn't find a single trace of Bonnie. He flipped past one room where he saw him approaching large purple curtains, then quickly flipped back to it. Pirate's Cove. That's the attraction that was shut down all those years ago. Mike also remembered it being his favorite. There was the game room, and since it was, of course, pirate-themed, the tickets you earned were called your booty.
So mature.
With those tickets, you could buy eye patches, fake parrots, small treasure chests full of candy,
yarr,
and barrels full of oranges to stave off scurvy.
And even a hook for your hand to replace the one that was bitten off by Bonnie.
No! All right, circling back to David.
Yar har fiddly dee. Reading the story is not art to me. I wish to die. Please kill me. I am a pirate. Unfortunately, the game room was moved after the so-called Bite of 87 incident, which he had
believed to be... Oh, no, hold on a second. Go Grandpa Simpson. It was the style at the time.
Unfortunately, the game room was moved after the so-called Bite 87, which had believed to be just a silly kid's rumor up until that night. Apparently, seeing robotic animal mascots come to life and walk around changed his mind. In front of the curtains, there was an out-of-order sign. It was blocked out of vision when Bonnie walked in front of it and opened up the curtains a bit. Mike then saw a hook peep out and open the curtains some more.
Grandpa Simpson takes all sense of terror and horror out of Five Nights at Freddy's.
They were pulled aside until they were opened completely, and Foxy revealed himself entirely. His fur costume was severely tattered and ripped from the head down to the waist. His leg had no costume at all, and his bottom endoskeleton was exposed. Foxy was in desperate need of repair, and he no longer had his pirate outfit. What the hell is going on? Mike asked himself as he intently watched the two walk onto Pirate's Cove stage.
Note to self, in editing, go back to the beginning of the Grandpa Simpson bit and instruct listeners to pour themselves a cool glass of turnip juice for this page.
Ew.
No, I did it. You can go ahead, Dave.
Removing an instrument in and out of the fox's chocolate starfish. And each movement made Foxy scream louder. Mike could only watch with his mouth open wide in shock. What in the holy mother of flying fuck is going on? Children's restaurant with horny robots. I'm getting mixed signals here, which is the style of our show. All right, cool. Child's restaurant with horny robots in suits fucking each other with musical playthings. It was kind of hot. A bottle of lubricating lotion and a box of tissues were conveniently placed next to him. Mike was getting extremely hot and bothered. He could feel his pulsating erection make his pants tight. However, even though he was tempted to whack it, he decided to control his furry fantasies in order to stay professional. He was on the job, after all. Foxy and Bonnie had just changed positions. Bonnie was on his back and his long legs spread apart. And Foxy was teasing the bunny's asshole with his metal hook. Stroked the edges and fondled the inside of the long, curvy metal rod. Bonnie grunted and moaned eerily, echoing in the dark.
And echoing
to the darkles. Oh God, this was getting too sexy for Mike to handle. He decided to switch to a different camera before he exploded. Back at the stage, Freddy was leaving, walking off the platform and walking toward the kitchen. He didn't enter, however, and stood outside the kitchen door. Chica then stomped out, munching on a slice of pizza, and stood next to Freddy in the hallway.
I'm going to go order a pizza.
I did order a pizza earlier today, actually.
Nice.
Mike wondered why Chica was eating human food, but that wasn't the most important question on his mind. He watched intently as Freddy turned his head to the face of the chicken mascot. And when her eyes met his, she dropped the pizza on the ground and made a faint screeching noise.
Cree!
Cree!
Cree! Logan, you're up.
Cree!
I don't know how I'm supposed to follow Cree.
Verse.
There you go.
Also, apparently I glossed over it. There was a request to read as Coach Z.
I know, I tried, but I don't have a very good Coach Z anymore.
Let me give it a try. Oh, the Swartish Farsh! Oh, the Swartish Farsh!
That's not bad. It's not good.
It's a 6 out of 10.
Oh!
Oh!
I can't do it.
The cheat, you did a great gerb there!
The cheat, you did a great gerb!
David, as the subjective judge, who has the least bad?
Coach Z?
Gerb!
All right, Logan, give me your Coach Z.
You did a great job there, Hamstray.
Steve, go with yours.
You did a great gerb there, Ramrod.
Steve's is unfortunately better.
But he said a thing that he never said, because he never said gerb and Ramrod.
Oh my God.
No, said
oh my
gerb.
God. The cannon police are on my tail.
I find the mark of a good voice actor is somebody who can do lines that aren't just from the show, because the show has the inflections there.
Yeah.
But if you can do the voice outside the show.
Hey, thanks there, Brish Forb.
Man, don't you ever fucking say my name.
Don't you talk to me.
Thank you, Onion Bubs.
Yeah, you do it better, Bubs. I'll give you that. But okay, I'll do Coach Z on my next go around.
Check it out, 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 check it out.
1, 2, 3. Accidentally featuring PCP. Y'all best get heads. I ain't featuring me. Accidentally featuring PCP. I'm the Lime Miracle, Coach Z. I like my ointments topical, mostly. And if you got the itchy toes, then come see me. I got a rap song featuring PCP. My name is Pay, comma, P, say. I like my extra bacon on grease, say. I'm the best gas rapper in the music biz. I ain't even know whose song this is.
Okay, can we?
R-A-P.
The silence is just waiting to continue reading, Dave.
Yes, yes, y'all. And we don't stop. Coach Z and PCP co-rapping their rap.
All right, go ahead now, Logan.
Oh, okay.
Then, Finny tore off Chica's bib, exposing her surprisingly large and jiggly breasts. Are you fucking kidding me? Mike groaned to himself. What is wrong with these freaks?
I need Rule 34 Freddy Fazbear as drawn by Animated the Cheat, please.
I can't even reach the top of these titties. The cheat, you jumped over some of my titties.
Don't ruin the cheat's staunch innocence with your awful prose. No!
The cheat, you can't be saying those kinds of things out loud. This is a live podcast.
Oh, sorry. Are you fucking kidding me? Mike groaned to himself. What is wrong with these freaks? He crossed his arms and rolled his eyes. Yet he was also struggling to keep from loosening his now tight pants. The Fazbear held out his hands and wiggled his fingers for a bit before cupping a breast in each one. He began rotating them.
Like a tire.
So out of all the voices I think that have been done, the cheat as Bubs and Richard Nixon are tied for least sexy. Maybe. Maybe surpassed by your Jar Jar last week.
What about my just demonic, horrible voice?
No, that's sexy as hell.
I can see how some people would find that sexy.
All right.
But Jar Jar, well, Jar Jar's painful to listen to.
Well, since that recording didn't get very much of it,
God damn, don't. No. No.
He began rotating them and squeezing them, causing Chica to blush.
My phone turned off.
The headset is off.
So they were both on the floor with Freddy on top. The discarded slice of pizza had somehow gotten between them. And when Freddy inserted his large bear cock into Chica's chicken gina.
You just sound like some sort of off-kilter German scientist.
She's a tomato sauce was spit all over her genitalia. The bear put on a mischievous place. And he took out his dick. What the fuck?
Damn it! I have disgraced the land of chocolate.
And he took out his dick stick to lower his face.
His head.
That's not how you make chicken, Kiev.
To lower his head to the chicken's lower regions, licking up all the greasy, cheesy mess. Ooh, icky, icky, coo.
Icky, icky.
Coochie.
Goo. I feel so gross listening to this.
After he finished eating, he got thirsty. He crawled back up to her torso and began to fondle her tig old bitties again.
David, did you write this?
No.
He squashed and squeezed them, and he began to lick up the milk, lactating from her pepperoni nipples.
Doesn't that just technically count as dispensing?
I don't want to think about the logistics of this.
I don't know. Ask a baby.
Ask
him. Go ask Dump Truck.
Xavier is asleep right now.
Go yell in his face. Ask him the question.
Hey, Xavier, do you think that nipples dispense milk or squirt them?
This is going to turn into the damn black hole discussion again.
As I have never drank milk from a nipple, I would not know.
He has, though. Like, for the first few weeks he did. And they were Val's nipples. They weren't mine.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe you. I think you are milking yourself for him, and that's why he can't drink milk anymore.
Shut up. Go ahead.
The milk satisfied his thirst with each drop, and he soon finished lapping it all up. Chica barely had the strength to get off the floor, and she was grasping and blushing beyond her control.
Gasping
and blushing beyond her control. Freddy then took this opportunity to fuck her again.
God damn it. Mike was dangerously close to whipping out his Wonder Weasel and jerking off a load. The pre-cum stain in his pants was now dripping, so he decided to switch to the stage camera. Bonnie and Foxy were apparently done with their antics. They were standing around idly tapping their feet and looking at their wrists impatiently, as if waiting for something. After a while, running footsteps could be heard through the monitor, and Chica appeared next to them. Bonnie and Foxy looked relieved to finally see them appear. And then Bonnie, Foxy, and Freddy all grabbed Chica and forced her to bend over.
Chica was particularly rusty.
I'm wondering if I can do a King of Town.
And Bonnie and...
No, I can't do it.
You almost had it.
No, I didn't have it.
Riley says, Steve-O milking himself to feed Xavier. Is there a Jewish version of milk?
Is there a Jewish milk, Steve-O?
Yes, it's called milk.
No. I was going to say, it's called jilk.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's jilk.
You just can't have it with meat. No cheese on your burger, bro.
You were jilking your baby.
Stop talking about jilking. That sounds like something from Urban fucking Dictionary.
It is.
Logan, can I have a moment of your time?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
WWE just announced that the Great Khali is going into the WWE Hall of Fame. What are your thoughts?
Who cares?
All right, but say you cared.
I mean, he's dead, isn't he?
No.
Oh.
He's just 7 feet tall and doesn't wrestle good.
See, if he was dead, then it would make sense, but...
Well, like, Kane is also going into the Hall of Fame, and Kane did more with his wrestling career than the Great Khali ever did.
So apparently Jilk is an emulsifier.
I'll emulsify your Jilk.
Steve, will you buy me an IWGP heavyweight champion replica, please?
Yes, Dave, I'll buy you 150 grams of Jilk emulsifier.
That's not what I asked for, Steve. And you know it's not what I asked you for.
Hey, but it is what you will receive.
Shit.
How much does Jilk cost now?
Should I invest in Jilk?
Buy it now! Buy it now! Jilk is going out of control!
Amazon says, did you mean Jilk?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Apparently, Jilk is one of those knockoff brands that sells cases for Apple Watches.
Okay.
But looking up Jilk, Before I Grow Too Old, a walk from John O'Groats to Land's End by Pat Jilks. Great.
Foxy went around to her ass and began pounding into it, while Bonnie shoved his purple dick into her vagina. Freddy walked up to her side and shoved down her head, sliding his penis into her beak and having her suck it furiously. Foxy savagely handled her ass cheeks as he fucked her from behind, each pelvic thrust causing the chicken to gasp behind Freddy's rod. Each thrust forced her genitals to swallow Bonnie's wang, as he was too busy playing with her udders. What? Udders?
Yeah, apparently.
Okay, so we just accidentally discovered something because I'm looking up Jilk now and it's halal specific. So not Jewish.
Oh my fucking God. Each titty was rotated around in rough, jagged circles with his paws as he slid into Chica passionately. Chica occasionally opened her mouth to breathe while suckling on Freddy, who patted her head and smirked as she gave him a blowjob. Mike couldn't possibly hold it in for any longer. Fuck it. He unzipped his trousers and pulled out his $5-foot-long dick and began rubbing it like a genie's bottle. He breathed heavily as he watched the animatronic orgy.
Okay, now I'm confused because Jilk 60 is the halal one and regular Jilk is kosher. What the hell?
I'm a fucking genius. It is Jew milk.
I'm getting religious mixed signals from this Jilk.
I am the smartest person ever. He breathed heavily as he watched the animatronic orgy. It was now Chica's turn to penetrate buttholes. She attached a strap onto her pelvis and was deep into Bonnie as Freddy and Foxy were kissing and fucking at the same time. I'm done, by the way.
I'm sorry.
Were you too busy masturbating to Freddy Fazbear Jizzeria?
No.
I was jerking off the Jilk.
I could order a case of Jilk for $66.82.
But why, though?
A time-saving product that helps keep cakes from falling in or shrinking. I've never seen a cake shrink.
Me neither.
Anyways, thanks, Swish Chalet, but no thanks. Next up is me, which is good because I think I'm laughing too much to do Coach Z. Calm down, Steve. You can do
it. Do it!
Since Mike was a huge put... No, I can't do it. Never mind. It's hard to do.
Listen to Shia LaBeouf and just do it.
I don't want to turn into a joke. Since Mike was a huge pussy, he was already at his climax, and he let out a loud, high-pitched scream. Logan, you're far away. Do it. As a thick stream of semen went all over the office. The posters, tabletops, and windows were completely painted white. He was sweating all over his clothes and let himself take a rest after that large load had been released.
It was a spooky ghost.
It was a spooky ghost.
Spooky ghost.
David, did you ever beat the Ghostbusters game?
Yeah, it turns out there was a ghost.
Yeah.
In a Ghostbuster game? Wow.
Completely out of the box there. Why did you send me the magic eye picture?
Because the sharks are in there and you'll find them.
I'll find the sharks somewhere.
No, you won't.
Send me the magic eye.
I thought it was a sailboat.
After he caught his breath, he yanked out several tissues from the box and cleaned up the jizz from the crotch of his pants. He noticed a strange silence, however, as he threw the tissue away. It's as if time in the pizzeria had stopped. The animatronics still in their sex positions had heard him, and they were staring at him through the monitor.
When was the last time I talked to Logan in a DM?
It's been a minute.
Then it went totally black, and a loud whirring could be heard in the distance. Oh, shit! Mike whispered.
Shit!
The power just went out. I was looking at the monitor for too long. He heard loud footsteps come towards him from the left hallway, and soon, glowing Freddy eyes stared at him from the doorway as the bear played his tune.
This is not a magic eye picture.
No, but I thought you might enjoy it, so. Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. Hold on. No, you still get to keep that one, Logan. It's good.
Mike covered his face and closed his eyes tightly, bracing himself for death. He began whimpering as the tune stopped and he could hear breathing right next to him. Right when he was sure he was going to die, he heard beeping coming from his wrist. It's 6 a.m.! Mike cheered happily and jumped out of his seat. My shift is over! He saw that Freddy was frozen in place and ran down the other hallway. The other animatronics were already in their places, with Foxy in Pirate's Cove and Bonnie and Chica on the show stage. He ran into the front doors and threw them open, sprinting into the parking lot and laughing maniacally. He couldn't believe he was alive to see the sunrise again. That was fucking insane. He ran his fingers through his hair and coughed as he started walking towards his car. He opened the door and turned the key, starting the engine and turning on the radio. As he drove out of the parking lot, he looked at the restaurant through the rearview mirror. Well, I might as well come back tomorrow. I gotta pay my bills somehow. And so Mike decided to come back for 4 more nights at Freddy's, the horny bastard, instead of getting a non-deadly job. Fan-fucking-tastic. Next up is going to be Valerie, followed by Sean, and then David, you get a small third read.
I don't want a small third
read. David, you get a small third read. So Val's up first, and then Sean, and then you, so you'll be finishing.
Close the story.
Why would you tell me that I have a read coming up, and it's not my turn?
I'm preparing you so you don't enter a dungeon queue.
Thank you.
Dude, I already did my dungeon earlier today.
I don't know that, Dave. I'm not Logan. I don't have Liam spy camming on you.
Well, I mean, you know, you could.
I could.
I mean,
Liam can be paid.
Yeah, he's a merc for the highest bidder, so...
This is Touched by an Angel by Dragon Sploosh.
Oh, great.
Oh, it's a...
Summary! While renting a quaint holiday cottage in the middle of winter, I noticed something unusual in the garden. Was it a statue? Or was it something more than that? And more importantly, could I fuck it? Chapter 1, Touched by an Angel. Go ahead, Valerie.
It's Doctor Who. So for whoever knows, has an idea.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Bad news, everybody.
What?
The bowling alley in Misawa is closed on Friday.
Oh no. How will we bowl?
Instead, just go dance, because it's Friday.
Is it closing forever, or just closed?
No, it's just closed on Friday. It will reopen on Saturday.
Four nights at Misawa's bowling alley. Not a good prequel to Five Nights at Freddy's.
Right. God, what the hell was that one fucking bad, terrible shooter game that was broken the entire time?
That is very unspecific.
It was like a House of the Dead style game, but it was with vampires.
Oh, was it Vampire Night?
Let me Google that real quick.
It was around the same time as like fucking Time Crisis 2.
Yes, it was Vampire Night.
Good, I loved Vampire Night. It's a great fucking game.
Okay, well this one was perpetually broken.
Then that sucks.
Like, all of the guns fired far to the left. You had to like aim 45 degrees away from your target in order to hit them. The sights were hella crooked on them guns.
Wow.
Alright, read about some sexy angels.
Weeping angels.
They go blah.
Don't blink.
Yeah, don't blink.
I'll blink all I want.
Yeah, what are they gonna do? They can't run up on you. You're a fucking god.
They're gonna suck my wiener.
Yeah, because you'll be like, hey, I noticed you guys haven't been laid in a while. You want to get stone cold fucked?
Yes.
I first noticed it in the middle of winter. The cottage was covered in a thin veil of snow, and I stood sipping my coffee, looking out over the powdery white lawns. It was such a beautiful sight that I almost didn't see it at first. The statue. That statue definitely hadn't been here when I first arrived a week ago. It was peculiar, to say the least. But a dusting of snow covered the top of its head and the tips of its wings. Perhaps the cottage owners had brought it here. After all, I was only renting the place for the season. The house and garden still belonged to them.
Yeah, I just heard that too from the fucking basement.
I made a mental note to give them a call, though that thought was soon forgotten as I got back to my work. Writing my book had become such a chore. An almost impossible task that I had hoped the vacation would remedy. The cottage was supposed to inspire me, but all it had done so far was distract me with its creaky pipes and rattling window panes. So it's the follow-up to Sona Panel.
God damn it, Dave.
More than once, I found myself just staring out the window, taking in the new falling flakes and letting my mind wander.
I wonder if I could fuck some stone angels someday.
You know, Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law, is a tremendously talented and great show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best lines in the entire show, and I think it's my favorite line in the show, is Wilma Flintstone goes, "Define a lot, a great deal, more than once by a bunch."
David, don't make me come down there with my bucket full of jilk.
Don't promise a girl a good time.
With the jilk.
Yeah, hit me with your jilk, Daddy.
Hit me with your jilk shot.
Fire away!
Go ahead, Bill.
It caught me off guard to notice the angel statue again. Where before it had stood in the far corner of the garden, its head in its hands, it was now right in the center of the lawn. Those fingers were parted a little, one stone eye peeking out. I stood up so fast that the chair almost clattered to the floor. The thing had moved. How was this possible? How was this possible? Wow, that I kind of butchered that.
You butchered it?
Butchered?
Yes, I
butchered it.
With my heart pounding fast, I reached for the phone on the wall, finding the cottage owner's phone number saved on the device. It rang a few times before one of them answered, the man's voice sounding bright and cheerful. How are you finding in there? Any problems? I decided to skip the small talk. Did you bring a statue here early this morning? Or yesterday, maybe? No, we've not been by since Saturday. A statue, you say? Yeah, what about your wife? It's tall, looks like an angel. Maybe she brought it by? Linda's right here with me, has been all week. We don't like to go out in this kind of weather. A statue, you say? Yeah, a statue. The conversation was going nowhere. It was possible that they really had brought the statue and forgotten about it, but I doubted that somehow. I leaned back to take another look out the window.
Oh boy, Mulk!
Now with vitamin R.
Rawr. It had gotten closer. The statue had made it almost to the patio that rang along the back of the house. Its harmed? Yes, harms had lured to hover in front of its chest, a sinister smile lying frozen on its face. Oh, shit, I blurted. What? Nothing, I've gotta go. Sorry, have a nice evening. I hung up without taking my eyes off that figure. It looked even bigger now that it was so close, large wings casting a shadow on the snowy ground. I walked cautiously to the window and stared into those unseeing eyes. No way, I said to myself. Maybe I'd been working too hard. I closed my eyes and rubbed them hard, watching the little stars flash along the backs of my eyelids before I opened them again.
Hey, Steve-o?
Yes?
Can we use podcast money to buy Mulk?
Jocko Mulk, mint what? Chocolate protein, Jocko fuel.
How much is this Mulk?
I don't know, Google it.
It's like, all right, I'll Google it. Mulk with an umlaut.
$45.
Yee, that's rough. Is there like different flavors?
For 2 pounds of protein, that's pretty, it's a lot.
Hold on, they got different flavors. Hold up, Logan, we got flavors.
I want that mint shit though.
You can have the mint shit. I want to see what else they got. I don't want mint chocolate. I want other flavors. What other flavors you got? No, I don't want a subscription. Afterburner orange. It's orange flavored.
Ooh. Smashing pumpkin Mulk.
Pumpkin Mulk?
Oh, dude. Cold War armor up immune defense. It's got meat right there in the title.
Sour apple sniper?
Wow, that's a...
No jitters, only clear focus and energy. It's strange when a product advertises as no jitters.
This looks like a bunch of shit you would see on, like, fucking Alex Jones bullshit.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Hey, you know, you want to be able to buy yourself a way to be a better man, you can have yourself some Mulk.
You don't need any of that jilk shit, just go with Mulk.
Don't use jilk, use Mulk. Mulk is the best protein in the world.
Don't give those Jew bankers another dime.
Not jilk, just Mulk.
Chocolate peanut butter, strawberry slayer, vanilla gorilla.
Vanilla gorilla.
Wait, did you say Nilla the gorilla?
Vanilla gorilla.
These are the flavors that will propel you to the ultimate in manhood.
Are you reading what it actually says?
Yeah, vanilla gorilla protein, 31 servings, 2 pounds.
No. These are the flavors that will propel you into ultimate manhood.
Yeah, and then the darkness chocolate.
The darkness?
The darkness in a different font. That's how you know it's good.
So the flavors are unflavored and unsweetened.
Oh, great.
Yummy. I like chalky water. Let's go.
Smashing pumpkin protein, vanilla gorilla protein, strawberry slayer, chocolate peanut butter. That's the only thing that doesn't sound malicious besides the milk chocolate, and the darkness.
Strawberry made with lightning, real lightning.
Why would we? Okay, I'm done.
Why would I probably?
Val, please continue.
I'm done.
It's my turn.
Blends easily enough to use a shaker cup. Flavor is amazing. I can't
Sean,
say good enough about it.
Please continue to Val.
Where are all the bad reviews? I want the bad reviews. Give me the bad reviews.
Go ahead, Sean.
I wish it were available in Canada. It's not a bad review.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is for some of us.
No, it's just, it's so good, but I live in fucking Arctic, Florida.
Mulk, only available in America. The M says so. It was right in front of me, inches away from the glass.
Mulk!
That was filled with Mulk. I leapt back with a yelp and bumped into the sofa.
Mulk!
Mulk!
My hand shooting out to steady myself. This was really happening.
I was really getting Mulk.
That grin on the statue's face even wider, showing off its sharp little teeth. It looked so still, so authentically stone, so authentically Mulk. I couldn't resist.
Makes you a real man.
I tore my gaze away and grabbed my coat, shoving on some shoes.
Okay, that makes sense. The worst rated protein powder on the Vitamin Shoppe's website is Elite Whey Cocoa Pebbles flavored.
Ugh. Is there a Fruity Pebbles flavored way, perchance?
Just grab the unsweetened, unflavored one and add your own.
Yes, there is a Fruity Pebbles flavored whey protein isolate.
Nice.
5 pounds for $77.
That's not too bad.
Do you want to try it and review for us?
I don't think we're going to make money from that.
I didn't say we'd make money. Oh my gosh.
Logan, instead of doing the filet mignon with Fruity Pebbles, just cover it in Fruity Pebble protein isolate.
Yeah!
You gotta put some protein on the protein.
Yes!
Shoving on some shoes and letting myself out the back door. It was hardly even a surprise when the statue met me just outside, standing as motionless as ever a few paces away. You can move? I informed it. No reply. It had one arm outstretched towards me, its gray eyes as wide as its grin. I know you can, I continued, boldly approaching it. I brushed my hand against his fingers, feeling the cold, smooth texture of the stone.
And I brush my teeth with Malk every day.
Gross.
Gives me that gritty sensation that knows it's working.
Oh, it's like the arm and the hammer.
It's the inverse of brushing your teeth with like a baking soda toothpaste. It just causes rapid enamel decay. When I can whistle through my teeth, it's when I know the Malk is working.
Mm-hmm. If anyone should happen to see me like this, then they would surely think I was crazy. Come on, I coaxed.
Eat the can.
It didn't. The fingers were steady, its expression unchanging. I stroked its arm and trailed my digits down its side, searching for some kind of weakness. Okay, fine. So you aren't going to move for me. Just try and stay still, then. I had no idea why I was doing this. The thing could be dangerous. In fact, it probably was. That didn't stop me from running my hand lower and cupping its crotch. With my eyes fixed on its face, I rubbed at where I thought its groin might be. It was hard to tell since the statue was wearing some kind of flowing tunic, but there was the smallest of grooves in the stone that seemed to indicate the junction of its thighs. I used two fingers to stroke at the little dip, looking down to watch for a few seconds. When I looked back up, that grin had slipped slightly. Oh, do you like that? I asked, slowing my pace. Is this enough? Shall I stop? I allowed myself a drawn-out blink, shunning my eyes for longer than necessary. Before opening them fast and trying to catch the thing off guard, I didn't actually witness any movement, but that arm had lowered, the fingers reaching down towards my arm. The statue's lips were parted and no longer grinning. The eyes slightly hooded. That expression was one of pure desire. I take it you want me to keep going. Now I was the one grinning. I quickened my pace, rubbing circles into the stone. The snow was still falling lightly. A few flakes collected on my collar, but I wasn't cold. Not in the slightest. There, a minute movement. The tiniest shift of stone beneath my fingers. I didn't see it, but I certainly felt it.
Sean, get your hand off my ass.
You like it?
No, it's such a fine ass.
I know, right?
Yeah. Applying more pressure, the tips of my fingers were sore from scraping against the stone, but I kept it up, feeling pleased with myself when I sensed that movement again. I could do so much more than this, I informed the angel. Just imagine how warm my mouth would be, how my tongue would slide over you. That shudder came again, and this time it was visible. The expression didn't change, but those wings shook enough that some of the collected snow spilled onto the ground. The figure was immediately still again. Don't you want my mouth? I tried.
No.
Fine. I guess I'll just leave then.
No, come back, Sean!
No! David. What?
You gotta pay Cherie.
Sorry, I'm watching the Dover Boys.
It's your turn.
Okay, cool. The Dover Boys is a really good cartoon. Anyway, I stopped rubbing and slowly started pulling my hand away, turning my head to the side. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw the statue shift, hips pushing forward toward the to follow the retreating retreating fingers. It stopped as soon as I turned to face it. All right. I said with a shrug. My knees hit the ground in a gentle crunch of snow. I leaned in and opened my mouth, pushing out my tongue and letting it drag over that spot. My eyes were fixed upward to take its expression. A difficult feat from this angle, but I could clearly see the stone eyes falling shut. I breathed hot and heavy all over the statue's crotch, and everything changed when I pressed my whole mouth against it.
For some reason, this sounds almost like somebody is romanticizing what a Florida man did at a Home Depot.
I just want to fuck a statue. Is that too much to ask, sir?
The bath salts will wear off at some point.
So I gotta get my dick in that fucking pumice rock right now.
Stop trying to hump the concrete.
No, I'm gonna. You can't stop me. Here I go. Oh, it hurts really bad. It's like rubbing my dick on grade 600 sandpaper.
Oh.
Oh, no, there's blood. Oh, shit. Hey, that's kind of nice right there. Oh,
it's my red man chowder.
My red man chowder is going. Oh, no.
Oh, I can't wait to isolate Dave's oh, no, and have a new text tone next week.
You'll be in a high-powered meeting with, like, all of your bosses.
Oh, yeah, I'll be on one of my fucking Microsoft Teams meetings.
So, we were a bit of a snafu with the deployment last week. Oh, no.
Steve, can you please silence your phone?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Steve, can you please silence your phone?
He's like, okay.
Oh, no. Oh,
hold on. I've almost got it, boss. Oh, no.
Did he die?
Okay, it's quiet now.
The angel doubled over. A sob sound coming from it like a broken sigh. I thought for a moment that my head was going to get crushed, but it stayed just above me.
I'm trembling disappointed. Logan never randomly yelled NASCAR this entire episode, even though he said he would.
NASCAR.
You weren't supposed to say anything, because I was going to do it at some point.
He was going to do it when I said I could. That was his plan. Logan, confirm, deny?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Now say confirm or deny.
I plead the fifth.
You can't do that. You're not a constitutionally bound citizen, being a deity of space and whatnot.
Plead the 32nd.
Oh, shit. He's got 32 amendments. It's way more than we got by, like, three.
David, my text tone turned back on again for some reason. Please help.
Oh, no. The angel doubled over, a soft sound coming from it like a broken sigh. I thought for a moment that my head was going to get crushed, but it stayed just above me, trembling so hard that any snow left on it was shaken off. Right off.
Row.
I felt a hand grab onto my shoulder, and a thrill shot through my body despite the pain of that grip. Something bitter flooded my taste buds, and I sucked on it, ignoring the grit that coated my tongue. 600 sandpaper on your tongue is not good for your taste buds, I'll tell you what. One last shudder and the statue became a statue again, freezing in its position. The only problem was that it was still bent over, that hand clutching onto me, and I extracted myself as gently as I could, prying the hand away and feeling the bruises that would surely blossom there soon.
You fucked a statue!
Hell yeah, bro, what of it?
It's a feat.
The angel looked a mess. Stone eyes were screwed shut, jaw dropped in a silent moan, a pair of fangs peeking past those lips. A wet droplet of something was slowly making its way down the front of the statue's tunic, a testament to the angel's true state. I spat on the ground next to me, riddling myself of the gravel in my mouth. Erg, excuse me, I said politely, wiping my chin with my sleeve. I doubted it minded, after all. I could still taste its fluids. I stood up and brushed the snow off my knees.
My shoulder's off.
I stood up and brushed the snow off my knees. I didn't, what? No.
Go on, shorty, go on. Brush your shoulders off.
It plays as pimps too. Go and brush your shoulders off. I stood up and brushed the snow off of my knees, regarding the angel's wanton expression with a satisfied smirk. All right, I'm going back in now. You be good, and I might just come visit you again. I could have sworn that mouth twitched, turning up in the corners ever so slightly. Of course, next time, I'll be expecting a more active participant. I'm gonna put my penis in you.
Angel leaves and never comes back.
Don't. Why are you running? No, come on.
The angel just teleports away to Benny Hill music.
Come on, man. Oh.
Oh, no.
I almost had a girlfriend.
Thank you very much. All right.
Oh, no.
Thank you to our patrons, especially
let
our general guardians. Can I also reiterate, I have a new top three favorite line ever from the show. Balto more. More what? Balto more.
I hate that. Stupid. Fucking stupid.
I hated that one.
So fucking stupid.
It was, yeah, it was bad.
It's actually kind of good when you listen to the edit.
Yes. Editing saves it. Just like Judy's 10 minutes of fame. Did it?
Yes.
Did you?
Yeah.
Does Why? He?
Yeah.
Was it?
Back to the patrons. Thanks to our genital guardians, our Barn Owl and Groucho Marx glasses giving you sexy eyes from across the room, Chirpy, Disambiguity, Disgust, Disdun, Plays, Epidel, Grass Dragon, Matthew J, No Recount, Me Harder Daddy, Richard Pryor, Santa Grimnar, The Judge, The Jury, and The Executor, or The Executor. How the hell do you pronounce the Pokemon's name?
Mr. Business.
There we go. Vaccinated.
Say that again.
I can do this. Vaccinated customers get free rides on the Manlit Chowder conveyor belt.
Oh, yeah.
And the super special thanks to our Bulgay beneficiaries, Advent Dawn, Dump Truck Treg Borschwitz, Evan Baumel, Final Fantasy 13, but Hope is Silver the Hedgehog.
Oh, no.
Michael Fouch, Miri, Razor, Flood, Terrors, and Wage. God damn it, Steve.
Yes?
Manlet. It's red because of the angel fucking.